Wrapping up our regenerative farming series, David Sparks, Ag Information Network. With the soil in areas such as the Palouse literally wearing out for farmers such as Eric Hasselstrom, scientists have found ways through a technology called carbon dots to re-energize old, tired, and worn out soil. Hasselstrom comments,
"And I've been cutting my synthetic fertilizer rates and using biostimulants for the last 4 or 5 years. I'm getting as good a yield, if not better, especially in stress times. I get better yields than my neighbors do because I got less salty fertilizer in the ground. And all that this salty fertilizer is doing is pushing back your biology. It's keeping it all suppressed. I thought this was the next step, is to use the emissions of the biology to sink it in the ground with the biostimulants and have a complete system."
And that complete system is rebuilding the soils on Hasselstrom's farm in just 4 years.
Have purchased a system. It's a full system, sprayer, tractor, and residue management on a heavy harrow, and look to be away from synthetic fertilizers in the next 2-3 years.
Cutting input costs and building soil. Regenerative farming in 2021 for farmers like Hasselstrom and others who have adapted to the world that continues to change. I hope you found this agricultural program both informative and useful. I'm David Sparks, proud to represent the Ag Information Network.